During my visit with the two horticulturalists at Ward's Garden Center in Garden City, I asked Don and Matt to give me some pointers about watering a xeric landscape in terms of how much, how often, and what time of day to apply that precious liquid gold.
I'm a pragmatist. The best time to water is when you can get there. Since, you know, then we work in a garden center, so we usually water in the late afternoon when we get home. The thing of it is don't spray your plants down. Toss the hose down on the ground and just soak the area. And you can spot water, and you don't have to water the whole thing. You can water this section today, this section tomorrow, that section the day after, because if you're soaking the soil, you're getting the water to where everything's at, and then you just move on. And I'm a great believer in set a can outside, like a cat food can or something. Put some water in that, and when that's empty, water. That's how much evaporation you've had, and it's coming from the soil too. So if you're losing more than an inch of moisture per day, which that can be empty in this country after one day, you need to start to keep your cycle of spot watering going on. But if that cap thing holds its water for 2 or 3 days, don't water.
The other thing I try and keep in mind with the watering is, particularly with these xerics and particularly with the perennials and some of the semi-xerics like your hyssops and your penstemons, if you go out there and you're not sure if they need water, it's better to err on the side of dry than wet, because most of them, you're more likely to kill it with watering too often than you are too little. A lot of them, particularly like your hyssop, it's best if you see it starting to nod and wilt just a little bit before you water.
Okay. But the number one thing you have to stress to everyone is get that soil loose. Dig and redig it. And just break the soil up, because all these plants need a fast root run in their youth. They need to get those roots out there. Then after that, they're almost self-care. It's kind of like I told one lady, be a good mommy the first year. Second year, it's tough love. Kick them to the curb. And you'll discover that that plant will grow just as well that second year as it did the first.
Next week, I'll continue my xeric garden talk with some comments about what I term the big three blooming perennials to add to your landscape.